It is time for us to get into the Word of God. And I'll be munching again with you this morning. And it is Holy Week. I know it feels weird, right? I mean, this should be one of the busiest weeks of the year in the church. You usually have a number of services throughout the week. We're building up to a big Easter service and one of the holiest weeks of the year for Christians as we celebrate and remember the death and resurrection of our Savior. It is the most important date on the calendar, even more than Christmas. You know, the most important date on the Christian calendar throughout the year. And so it's odd this year as we're, you know, it just doesn't feel like Easter week, does it? I mean, it's odd, you know? I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. So we wanted to help you through that by focusing on the events of this week in Scripture. And yesterday we looked at what happened right after the triumphal entry when Jesus enters into the temple and cleanses the temple and talked about the meaning of that. Today we're going to look at another story. And I'm going to tell you, the first two stories of the week aren't real positive. They're kind of challenging to us in the church, all right? But it's okay to be challenged. But don't worry, we got more positive stuff coming. I'm not going to be a downer, are we? But today after he enters into the city, the next morning, we're told in Matthew, verse 18, chapter 21, it says, early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the tree withered. And when the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into this, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. It's kind of a strange story. It's one of those stories sometimes hard to understand what Jesus is doing here. It's early in the morning. They've come into the city, big day yesterday. They're up early the next day, heading back into the city for all the events. Of course, we celebrate the week of Jesus was in the city of Jerusalem for Passover. Again, that was the high holy day for the Jewish religion. That was the most important celebration of the year, the Passover, the remembrance of God's deliverance of the people from Egypt. And so there would have been all kinds of things going on in the city at the time. It would have been a very, very busy week and lots of pilgrims coming into the city. It was a lot happening. So they're heading back into the city to see everything that's going on. And Jesus is hungry, right? He's hungry. He wants something to eat. There's a fig tree there. He's like, get a fig. That'd be good. Get a fig, eat a fig on the way into the city. But of course, there's nothing there. It looks good. Now, here's the thing. That tree looked good. It's leafy. It's green. You're like, look at that tree. That's a healthy looking tree. I'm going to go over and get some figs off that thing. Everything looked right on the outside. But when he gets there, there's no fruit. There's no figs. It looked good, but it was fruitless. So Jesus curses it and it withers. It's easy sometimes to look good on the outside. You know, we spend a lot of time projecting our image to the outside. We want to look good to the world. We want to look good to what God's doing. But the reality is, God's not looking at the outside. You know, the Bible says man looks at, but God looks at the heart. God wants to know, are you bearing fruit? Not do you look good to the world. Not do you look good to the outside world, but are you bearing fruit? God doesn't care what kind of press you're getting. God cares about whether you're actually bearing fruit of the kingdom of God. See, that's the key. And sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, the behaviors, what we're doing, what we're not doing, so that we look right to our fellow Christians, that we forget that the most important thing is the spiritual fruit that we're bearing for God. You know, Jesus didn't always look right. Lots of people criticize Jesus for how he looked. He was called a drunkard, a glutton, and a drunkard, and all kinds of stuff. Lots of people didn't think he looked the part. In fact, a lot of people struggle to accept Messiah because he didn't look the part. He didn't look like their expectations of what a Messiah should be, and they were unable to judge him by his fruit. And always he would say, you know, judge me by what you see. You keep saying, you know, I don't look the part, but what's happening? The blind are being given sight, the sick are being healed, sins are being forgiven, the dead are being raised. There's your evidence. That's the truth. Why aren't you looking at that? What are we looking at in our own lives and the lives of other people to determine whether we're truly following God in faithfulness and obedience? Are we looking just to see if the tree's leafy, or are we looking to see if it's bearing fruit? You know, I have a friend, a fellow pastor friend, and he used to say, you know, people ask me, is so-and-so a Christian? And his answer was always, well, I don't know, give me 10 years with them. It doesn't matter what they say, what they profess. Let me spend some time with them and see if their lives bear fruit. And then I'll tell you whether they're a believer or not. Is your life bearing fruit for God? Fruit of the Spirit. It's like gentleness, peace, self-control, love, joy, fruits of the Spirit that outlined there in Galatians? Are those things evident in your life? Are they evident in your good deeds? Are you caring for the poor and the widow? Are you loving others? Are you sacrificing? Are you trusting God in faith? These are the fruits that he's looking for. Let's worry less about whether we're putting on a good face for the world and think more about whether we're bearing fruit for God. Because in the end, that's what we're going to be judged on. That's how God's going to evaluate our life and our walk with him. Did you bear fruit for me? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and its truth. We thank you for its power. We thank you for this story, this challenge to us, that our lives are not just to look good, but to actually be good. So help us, Lord, not just to worry about how we appear, but to truly be faithful. Help us, Lord, to be fruit bearers, that there would be fruit on our tree. Lord, fruit to nourish others, to glorify your kingdom. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be the people you've called us to be. Be fruit bearers, that we might bring glory to your name. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show host, I'm also a pastor here in the area, Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 6047 Door Street. Of course, obviously now with COVID-19 and everything going on, we are changing things up a little bit. If you like more information, go to our website at gatewaytoledo.com. You can find more information there.